Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blaggards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 7 characters, Tomo!
Hey, I'm Steve Toman, human Gloomstalker Ranger, level 5, rogue level 1, fighter level 1.
Caleb!
Kaito Itata, level 7 Warforged Barbarian.
Brandon!
I'm Ikaru Poonschley, level 7 Blood Hunter, Half Orc, Dark Lord.
Brayden!
Hey, I'm Beleg Degar. I'm Half Elf Hexblade Warlock, level 7. I'm not a Dark Lord.
Previously on Dungeons and Blaggards, the chase is complete and prisoners are taken. Fingers are not broken, but armor is cracked open, revealing a veteran dwarf. The party then makes for Pold and waits until the setting of the sun to re-infiltrate their town. As you guys make it through the gates, you are marching with your horses, as I understand it, along the streets. And mostly now, you know, your previous role there at the end of the last session, you know, is going to carry you wherever you want in town.
Are we going to Wizard and Spear?
Are we at the White Chain? Fuck. Zoned out hard there.
I'm hesitant to go back to the White Chain.
Are we going to Dorfell? I thought that was the idea.
I want to go to Dorfell.
Yeah. I think we should just go back to Dorfell. Yeah, I think we... I don't want to go back to the White Chain just because I don't want to...
What about Wizard and Spear? Spear.
The Spilar. I think we should go back to Dorfell.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go right now.
The crossbow, I got a few questions to ask.
You and that damn crossbow,
yeah. Oh, no, we're heavy hitting from here on out.
I think we should reunite Dorfell with the...
We need
Dwarf Vader over here.
We've left him in.
That take you all week to come up with? Because that's gold.
No, just now.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Back to Dorfell.
Lieutenant Dan's.
The party clops through the streets of Polb, down through Polb Plaza. There is the statue of Bergen. You hook a left down South Main Street, and you're going to be passing the intersection. Hey guys, look, over to your left is your little square, right with this city's Temple of Dan, and there's the entrance to the White Chain. And as you clip, clip, bop, by, what are we passing next? It's the Quartermaster's Barracks. Yep, there is the Quartermaster's Barracks. And next, as you would remember, the Wizard and Spear. It is late, however, right? The candle is not lit. It looks all shuttered up, the Wizard and Spear. Ah, there is a note on the door of the Wizard and Spear.
What does it say?
Kaito doesn't have to veer off. He can see it a mile away.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I don't even have to ride over. I just see it.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Cue the sound effect. You zoom in with your
$6 million Evil construct.
Yeah. $6 million.
And you see a note that says closed indefinitely.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
What wrong? Memgon Vision.
Party, Kaitoa, you would at least have this information, but you are now clippity-clop-clopping by. You are now leaving through right that wall, the interior wall. But remember, this wall and the gate is totally open as you enter this sort of... It's South Wall District. Yes, right. South Wall side. And you hook a right, and here is Dorophil's little square. And guys, as you come up to his ramp, you do see that there is very little activity because you have waited so late to arrive. But there is a small light coming from inside Dorophil's apartment.
And a note that says, closed indefinitely.
Quateau is banging on the door.
Bang, bang, bang.
We can unlock it.
Should we bang on this door?
We should just walk.
I think Quateau should kick it open.
No.
Right, just like you do at the wizard and spear. Again, boom. Just
put your foot through it. Do it. Do it. No, I can.
That was Brooke inspired.
What? Did nothing of a sort.
We can go back to the tapes on that.
I don't remember such things. I remember my horse going out of control and doing it, but I don't remember me doing it.
Okay. But this is one maybe I should go around back. He's the wizard and spear post.
Forever.
That was Wizard and Spear, not Weight Chain, right?
Yeah, the Wizard and Spear.
Yeah.
Kicked it, then we kicked the door open?
No, this time around. I'm not the best person to approach this, so...
Steve can attempt to pick the lock, though, if it's locked.
Yeah, so you're up against the small platform in front of Dorophil's apartment with the double match doors.
Oh, shaving a haircut.
Yeah, that's true.
The door opens, first the bottom, and then the top. And you hear. Oh, what has the tabaxi dragged in? What is that?
We found your friend.
Sir. Oh, you better bring that sack of potatoes in here.
Yes, we did.
Hey, come on in. Hey, shut the door. Shut the door.
Shut the door?
Steve does not shut the door.
Fucking hell.
I see
Steve
you
walks have, in, sits on the couch.
I see you have left your horses down there in my little clearing, huh?
Nope, we walked in with them.
Yeah,
we're all still on horseback.
Belleg. I wish you made me laugh a little bit. But I do have a question. Are you playing a joke on me? When I look down there, why are there hate horses?
Hate horses.
Why do you hate horses?
Why are there eight?
Steve, as you look down, I guess you're the first one to look around as Belleg is chortling away and everybody's laughing here, but as you have looked around in this moment, there is Alpert and Jeffrey leading the way, and Ricardo and Timothy.
Hey!
These guys.
They have somehow arrived exactly where you are.
Is this like one of those situations where your old girlfriend shows up at the bar when you're there with your new girlfriend? Just starts staring at her with daggers?
Red flag.
I hope the horses get along.
They've brought someone else.
Okay, so in this moment, I would just like to mention that Steve, as you notice this, Dolus, whispers into your ear.
Translation?
We can hear it.
Fuck, you guys have you guys have developed one hell of a relationship, Rob and Tobo.
Big fuck.
We've developed our own language. Really, you brought them back, huh? Oh, excellent.
I'm worried, like, dude, they came back without us. They brought someone with them.
Did they come alone?
Steve, there is now a friendly little hoot. That nice little warm, warbling hoot. And Kaitoa, as you exclaim your skepticism, Stolas swoops down onto Jeffrey's mane and is now, you know, perched down among all eight horses, and all eight horses' heads look towards Stolas as he is perched there atop Jeffrey, the leader of the original four Polbian horses, and here as well are your four horses from Iz. And I'll tell you, Kaitoa, if you were worried about any fracas or Beleg, if you were worried about any problems, actually right now seems to be the opposite. Prickly Pete,
yeah,
is sidling right up to Ricardo, Kaitoa's other horse.
Yeah, I was going to say, I looked down at Prickly Pete for reassurance. And, yeah.
You think Stolas brought them here?
I think, like, Stolas, like...
Well, I think they walked here. I don't think they took a train or a Midnight Express.
Thanks, Beleg.
Are we going to introduce our new friend to Dorophil?
Yeah, I want to hear them reconnect.
Oh, well, this has all been very distracting. I'm thirsty. I want some beer. I want that.
I think Steve is having a quiet chat with Stolas aside.
Anything in particular that you need to know from Stolas about the miraculous guidance of the horses?
Were they followed? I want to know.
Can you roll your choice of, you know, perception or perhaps intelligence or wisdom, something along that lines?
Okay, I like perception. Perception is always good.
Okay, this will be a simple reading of the situation.
Yeah, 14 plus 8.
Okay. 22. As you look out atop the rooftops over Dorophil's kind of 1.5-story apartments here, you look out and Stolas kind of catches your eye and nods at you and gives you a little head shake, assuring you that, no, these horses have not been followed. You know, the night is drawing close here now. And, you know, you're in the huge city of Polb relative to Iz, 10,000 people, and it does not seem like they have been followed. In fact, these horses seem to have shown up very stealthily along around the same timeline that you guys did.
They're my kind of horses. That deserves Gorp. I'm going to go feed the horses.
That deserves
good Gorp. Old raisins and peanuts.
In this moment, then, the horses are tended to quickly. Guys, as you turn your attention back inside, Engo has his armor on or off? You know, you remember he exclaimed, he can stump around, he's okay, he's mobile. Have you removed him from the deadly shield guardian? It wasn't clear last episode.
I thought that was the intention.
Yeah.
Still pack up his armor.
Yeah.
All right.
Not leave it there in the plains, but like Yoda him on her back or let him stump around.
Okay. Rook rode with Engo proper. Somebody else Beleg, it would have to be you or Steve, rode with the shield guardian armor, you know, slung into pieces over the horse on your back. Kaitoa, you were riding with Freeze Pop and the backpack.
We still have Freeze Pop stuck to the backpack, too.
Freeze Pop is the, like, 69...
Knoll.
Yeah.
Minus a gold tooth. So...
Hey, where'd you put that rug on your back? I do a very nice pelt. I will take it for you.
Is he alive?
Does somebody want to roll medicine on Freeze Pop?
Steve.
I'm out with the horses.
Okay, that's going to be one of you three. Kaito, it feels like you. Could you roll some soldier-based medicine?
Yeah, I got shit for medicine.
Oh, natty one. Fail. He's dead.
That's right, guys. Freeze Pop is dead.
Damn. Well, throw him outside.
Yeah, I just detach him.
Hey, hold on.
Careful.
Whoa there.
Don't just detach him.
Whoa there. I like that pelt. And maybe you save me the pelt, huh?
Patch his hole.
There's some sort of deep gnome cryogenic technology. That's not my cup of soup.
Well, Kitman, he doesn't come off my back, and he's plugging a hole.
In Kaito's heart.
He plugs a hole. This is a cork for a bigger problem.
Well done, boys. One more casualty. The pup there, you call him Freeze Pop, but he was a pup once, and his name was Goldfang.
Rest in peace, Goldfang.
Dorophil, I know you keep it somewhere. Where's the beer? I want that. I want the beer to course down my throat. Why not I, who am parched?
We ran out of beer here last time we were here, didn't we?
Does somebody have a gag? Does somebody have a gag?
No, I like this guy.
Oh, I'll tell you, this sad guy was a veteran just like me. We died in the Goblin Wars together, but he took a different path.
Tell us what path he took.
Maybe I will have a drink for this one.
And it does look like Dorophil, who usually is a teetotaler, is extracting something from his cabinet there. Okay, guys, so you're kind of settling in at the moment. Steve, have you returned from the 8 horses?
Yeah, I've just fed them, said hello.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure they're tentative.
Did you close the door?
No.
The best part about this, Rob, is that it's no different than Tomo in real life.
Where I'm from, there are no doors.
So, the sun is now totally down. Lanterns, a few, are out in the street, and Dorophil's is nice and cozy and warm. And don't fall asleep, Rook, and dark. And the curtains are drawn as you have Engo, I suppose, there on, the soldier's cot that Mickey bled out on, you know, not only a week and a half ago.
Good old Mickey.
You mean Deputy Administrator Mickey Gurm. Oh, well, better not say Mickey, eh? It's Administrator Gurm, huh? God, Oh, hey, and I'll tell you, my little pin here, I want to give that back to you, Rook. Deputy quartermaster, no more is fun, but I did not get a single crossword done.
Hey, Dorophil, what did happen the last 2 days? How was your stint as deputy and
quartermaster? What happened?
Well, then, as you ask this question, how the last 2 days have gone, because indeed it has been 2 days now that you waited the extra, 8 hours to come into the city before darkness fell. As you look up at Kaitoa, guys, Kaitoa is at the moment again looking at his homing stone, and it is blinking amber, and he seems at the moment transfixed.
Kaitoa, reaches out and smashes the fucking door down.
Kaitoa, can you make a strength saving throw or a strength
skill check? What the fuck is going on?
I have no fucking clue.
See, I told you were going to smash that door.
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah.
Kaitoa, you feel paralyzed. As you push outwards with your barbarian strength, you see the world as if it's in slow motion, and your arms are not moving at all. It is as if you are locked in this moment. And you can hear everything that's going on, and Beleg asks that question, and you're looking down at your blinking stone.
He's doing it again.
Well, what happened the last 2 days? Oh, there's a little messenger boy on a blue tunic. He's really, really good at giving that kind of information and dialogue. Dante? Oh, that boy, yeah.
Dante.
Isn't even supposed to be here today.
Skip the dishes. I'll be right back.
But Mickey Garm is keeping eye on things. The wizard Mem and I and Mickey cleared out and subdued that mimic in Nafri's chamber.
Oh, oh sweet. Nice. How'd you do that?
Well, I had a lot of, shit, huh?
What did you do with it?
Well, it's locked up, huh? In the wizard and spear, and Mem's gone to Basel.
Mem's gone?
Well, I don't know. Why we thought you would be gone so long, but it seems to be not the case. So, life carries on. He wanted some kind of information from the museum in Basel, and he went to sell that Manny's mace fist armor too. Hey, eh? That wasn't bad. That stuff.
Wow.
Have we made an introduction to our new friend here?
I called him sir. I know Lieutenant Dorophil.
What are we going to do with him, Dorophil? We did kind of stir some shit up in his while we were over there for the short bit. He's got a bunch of pets over there. A lot of funny little gnolls running around. Is this a thing that he was doing back then in the Goblin Wars too? Is that a fan of gnolls?
Oh well, okay, everybody sit down for no more than 1 minute and a half with this nice beer here in my ceramic mugs. Do we do a little clinky clink? Because as I understand it, you are back with some sort of victory.
Well, we made it back.
We made it back, but his is still overrun with gnolls.
Yeah. Tell the story.
Then we come to it then. Well, as you know, the trough of fire, it cleared out a lot of those lands. And there was the gnolls' homeland in the plains, and a lot of halfling and dwarven lands also. After the Goblin Wars, I packed up my war pick and came back, because there was nothing left but fire and death. It was not so. It continued on for us in my country. The troglodytes were defeated at all, and they slew us in the thousands. So there, I had to do what I had to do. The gnolls are as good a race as any. I see no difference.
Oh, fuck off.
Why not they have their place? Why should not they have their place here on the lands that we call civilized? Do they not raise their own? Do they not worship and talk and think? They are not beasts more than you or I, but I have nothing left to live for. This beer isn't bad, though, Dorophil.
This asshole.
Kaitoa, finally, as your blinking homing stone subsides, you now come out of your sort of paralysis, and now you notice that everybody in the room has kind of quieted down and is sitting around with their little mugs of beer, whereas you are kind of still standing where everybody used to be about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
I can't take any more of this asshole's bullshit. And who's about to stop me? This guy is about to get his throat punched.
Don't kill him!
My ass.
And I reach my fist out.
Anyone? Not gonna stop yet.
The moment that Kaitoa has resumed moving, he clenches his fist and makes towards Engo Oldfoot.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyone?
Nope.
Steve steps in the way.
Yes.
Hold
Steve,
on.
Steve, strength or dex? Kaitoa, strength or dex?
No, I see Steve and I stop.
We can't kill this guy at Dorfil's house, so... It would be really messy.
But listen to him.
Are we done? I mean, are we done with him?
I like him.
Are we?
Are we going to keep him around?
Yeah, we're done with him. Yeah.
I say I was done with him a long time ago. Many soldiers we had, because they did not say we could heal them to restore limbs, No major restoration, no revivify since the spell wars. We're left like this. People, soldiers like Engel and me, maybe I sort of agree. And those gnolls, they don't fight so bad, I hear. So, well, there you go. Speaking of which, you guys kind of look simultaneously like shit, but also very fresh and new, like you have leveled up.
They're, like...
I'm a fighter.
They're gnolls.
Oh, wait. Well, I've been training the new, the soldiers, for your army. But, yeah, you look like you've been fighting in mud and traveling on horseback for 2 days. You smell so bad.
Could use a bath.
Yeah.
How are the new trainees looking?
Oh, quartermaster, please, take the pin.
You're saying we're gnolls.
Take the pin.
I take it back. How are my new trainees?
They are very thirsty for battle, my lords and general construct.
How many do we have?
We have 200 freshmen plus the 300 men or so that survived from the Polba plains, so you have quite a garrison.
Where did they come from?
These are the men you recruited.
Town. Yeah, 500.
You know, they're still looking for an emblem to put on the new tunics.
Ooh.
Just like an eight-point star.
Oh, you know what as well? I hear they cleaned out the crossed axes. You know, the old guy who spits a lot. I hear he's doing great business now. They purchased back all the army's armor. Maybe he's even out of Caltrops. Who knows?
He wouldn't even. Would he sell me Caltrops, or was it the tools, right?
Yeah.
Well, boys, it's so late here. Oh, look, poor Engo has fallen asleep. What will you do? Will you bind him now that you have taken him prisoner and killed that other gnoll? Please get rid of him, but I want the pelt. I want that pelt.
Dorfield, do you have a spare chair we can throw Engo in?
Yeah, no. Oh, nice mattress there. Under, it's a trundle bed, you see?
Now I'll throw him there, then.
Oh, yeah, we are Engo on the trundle.
He doesn't want him there. Why don't we take him to the quartermaster's and put him in, like, a, you know, spare rooms that we can lock?
I think the, like, wizard sphere has a room for that.
Yeah, I'm sure the quartermaster does.
Put him in the hurt locker.
Hurt locker.
We haven't had good luck keeping people in that.
The wizard and spear.
That was.
What do we? So what do we need from Engo now? Like, what is the? What is the angle? Is he an enemy still?
I don't think of him as an enemy. I think of him as like a sad little man.
But is he still dangerous to us?
Yeah.
If anything, he's got information on the gnolls. It is.
Do you want to get that from him?
Are we going back to Iz?
That's what we have to figure out. We've got a few other side quests now.
There is
the search for Mem.
Is it Mem and Basil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there is also the unfinished business with Nafri too.
Which Oldfoot could help us with that as well.
Yeah.
Well, he already has told us where Nafri's gone to.
As you guys chat away, Engo has fallen asleep from the potent stout.
Is he actually asleep or is he playing?
You could roll in it if you wish, but by all appearances, you know, you look down at his old, lined, creased face and kind of ragged but kind of shortly cropped beard, like very short beard for a dwarf. He looks asleep.
Beleg blatantly says, "Oh, Goldtooth, he's alive." And then look to see if he does anything.
I'm going to roll an insight check to you. See
okay.
If he's
Beleg, as you pull your little ruse, roll insight.
That is a 19 plus 4. 23.
21 for Steve.
Okay, well, both of you then who rolled there get the strong impression that you have here a worn-out old dwarf, weary and drunk from the beer.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
His armor, by the way, lays in a pile aside of it. We've totally decided he is separate from the armor.
Yeah.
I want to,
Where do you guys want to go? Take this.
Well, we could all probably use a bit of R&R too, I imagine. And we need to refresh our stock of lamp oil and various
bits. It's the middle of the night, so we might as well wait until.
Dorophil, how is the wizard or the white chain looking?
I think I've been by there once. But I had my duties holding down the quartermaster's barracks, so I don't really know.
Duties.
Well, shall we go to the white chain for a little R&R?
Oh, sleep in my bed?
Oh, no, I'll sleep in your bed, sure.
Well, I'm going to take this guy's armor while he's passed out.
Well, I'm gonna take him, too, and we're not leaving him at Dorville because he doesn't want to run.
Hey, yeah, before you go, and I am glad to see you, my friends. I am glad to see you. I am surprised, but not so surprised. Nothing surprises me in this world anymore. But why should you put him under lock and key? Have you rescued this man? I don't understand.
Why shouldn't we, or should we?
He was, like, a few hours ago chasing us down with a pack of gnolls.
This is, enemy.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Put him away, then. I don't want him on my trundle bed. And he kicks his trundle bed back under his cot.
I'm gonna grab him and take him out and put him on my horse, on the back of the horse, and say, well, let's get to her.
Okay, Rook, can you, then roll a quick strength as you throw Engo, and he is definitely passed out, up onto Alpert, which is your Polbian horse, and you can go ahead and mount your Izian horse.
Strength. Where the hell is my strength?
You drop Engo.
Oh, 16.
No problem. Okay, so you heft Engo on. And, you know, although there is not a whole lot of Engo left when it comes to appendages, this guy's like a cannonball. And you throw him up there. And so as you guys head down from Dorophil's apartment, down his little ramp, let's see, Kaitoa and Steve and Beleg, is there anything else?
I have his armor, right?
Yes, okay, so Kaitoa, you load the armor onto Ricardo, yeah, who has come up right beside Prickly Pete, and so you're leading another horse now with the Shield Guardian armor, which is all now in pieces and sort of limp as you drape it over Ricardo.
Yeah. Ricardo
Montalban.
So, Steve Beleg, anything else on your docket? You have also two steeds as you lead away good old Timothy and the one and only Lionel, who has been places that some horses can only dream of. Do horses dream of dragon's sleep?
Yeah, Lionel and, shoot, what was my other?
Timothy.
There we go. Timothy and Lionel. Nope. I'm gonna hop on Timothy and grab Lionel's reins, trot with everybody else.
And as the party leaves from Dorophil, Lieutenant Dorophil's safe shack, and goes back through the wall up South Main Street, you pass again the Wizard and Spear, and you verify that note on the wall. You're over the small canal.
This might be a good time to pop into the Wizard and Spear if it's closed indefinitely. While it's still night, see if there's anything left in there.
I'll keep a lookout, but not my best moment.
Am I the only one who thinks it would be a good time to see if there's anything going on in there? I'd love to go in and check things out.
Well, stealthily. Steve's got his lock picking.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll open the door. I like open doors.
I don't think it's the greatest idea. Man's booby trapped, but hey, you want to lead the way in there.
I can search for traps first.
Do that, rogue boy.
Okay. I will check for T-Raps.
Are you able to detect Arcana stuff? Or do you want me to do that?
Oh, yeah, you're probably better at that one.
Well, I'll get off and do an Arcana check on the lock and door before Steve goes at it.
Rook, you are dismounting. You're going... So, party, you have all turned around as you pass the front entrance of the Wizard and Spear, And now with your 8 horses, I mean, there's certainly places where...
Is there a back entrance?
Well, there's the side, yeah. And yes, Beleg, you'll remember there is the back. You remember that's where you saw led to the back room. The showroom only has the front entrance, but the back room with the actual weapon lockers and Mem's desk had the back door.
Yeah, I just think wandering into the wizard's sphere, Mem's not going to be just leaving it wide open, you know?
But I am curious.
Pretty likely we're going to set off some kind of weird shit. Other than that, he's like, he's pulled up all this shit and taken off. Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Friends and adventurers, that is where we are going to leave you tonight on this episode of Dungeons and Blaggards. I snap my fingers, and this is the artificial halfway point. We still have an hour and a half, of course, of Dungeons & Dragons, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But does your heart sink, though, when I say those words?
Yeah.
I've caught on already.
What happened?
I know how you work now.
I crossed off a lot of stuff, guys.
Yeah. Dorothy.
Well, Beleg, curiosity killed the cat, and that's why your friends call you Whiskers.
And that's why your friends call you Whiskers?
Yeah.
Hey, friends call me Whiskers.
Take it.
Have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
With Will Ferrell? And Harry Carey?
Harry Carey.
A curious well, like a friends. Cat.
Call me Whiskers. Like a cat. A Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Dude, that's one of the best skits. Hands down. It's so good.
Would you eat the moon if it was made of ribs?
Hey. Yo. The moon was made of spare ribs. Would you eat it? Because I know I would.
I'd wash it down with a cool Budweiser.
A cool Budweiser.
Just Jeff Goldblum. I don't know how to answer that. It's a simple
it's
question.
It's a simple question.
I like how you say it all robotically, too. You're just right into it. Katoa tata level
stuff. Katoa tata. That's the only way I can do it. Not fucking up.
Do not compute.
Also, not fucking up. Not a Dark Lord.